Good morning and welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Wednesday the 9th of October. I'm currently in the BA lounge with it. The first hiccup, I forgot the cable to connect the microphone, so now I'm having to use the computer microphone, talk out loud in the BA lounge. Can have a little beer, enjoy myself up in the air at 9:15, I think it is, 9:25. If you fancy a first half goal late tonight, Botafogo versus Goiás, whatever the flipping names are in Brazil, Serie A, 0-0 on 20 minutes, get involved there. Cheltenham came back from a game, they were 3-1 down. I've got a soft spot for Cheltenham just because of racing, but any sort of Irons fans want to check that result. Somebody was 3-1 up and the old Cheltenham came back to win 4-3. Spurs overcame Colchester in the under-21s, or whatever it was. And apparently, thanks Lee, there's a typhoon about to hit Japan. So there is a minimal chance that I won't even see any rugby. So I could be flying 10, 11 hours to sit in a bar. Marvellous, bloody marvellous. That'll be just my luck. Now, just sum up how the last couple of weeks have gone. We're going to get the forum online next week, so I'll be doing that next Thursday. Saw it sort of in all its fullness yesterday. Looks really good. I'm very, very positive about football resuming after this international break and the whole FTS setup. I'm going to share more via the forum and the chat rooms there, as opposed to Twitter, so we can keep it all in-house and doesn't get lost in the noise of me ranting about Pochettino. What else was there? There was something else which I can't remember. Not to worry. Okay, well, I will leave you there. Have a lovely Wednesday. So Botafogo for a first half goal if you're up late tonight. I'm sure you all wish me a safe flight. Thank you, Neil Penny, who sent me some info re-Japan. Really appreciate that. There's places to go, bars to see. I'm sure we're going to have a blast. And the next time I speak to you, it will be from sunny or windy or wet Tokyo. Have a great Wednesday and I'll be back with you tomorrow.